43403. A Fisherman of the Inland Sea. Science Fiction Stories by Ursula K. Le Guin. Copyright 1994 by Ursula K. Le Guin. Read by Ted Stoddard.
This book was originally created for audio cassette playback. Any announcements concerning cassettes do not apply to this recording. This version contains markers allowing direct access to major portions of the book.
Library of Congress Annotation. 8 Tales That Delve Into the Relationship Between Perception and Reality and Explore the Churton Effect, a Way of Moving Objects and People Between Distant Worlds at the Speed of Light. In the title story, a Churton researcher is flung backward in time to face a choice of alternative futures. Some Strong Language. 1994. From the Book Jacket. This new collection of short fiction by one of America's most honored authors celebrates her understanding that narrative is the shining thread with which we create our common humanity. Ursula K. Le Guin is foremost among that group of writers who have changed science fiction to produce the profound and transformational literature that it can be today. Her award-winning stories range from the everyday to the outer limits of experience, where the quantum uncertainties of space and time are resolved only in the depths of the human heart. Here we have starships that sail, literally, on wings of song, musical instruments to be played at funerals only, ansibles for faster-than-light communication, orbiting arcs designed to save a doomed humanity. In A Fisherman of the Inland Sea, Le Guin has assembled a far-reaching catalog of wonders, and she uses them to illuminate the earth on which ordinary women and men live. Astonishing in their diversity and power, her stories exhibit both the artistry of a major writer at the height of her powers and the humanity of a mature artist confronting the world with her gift of wonder still intact. About the author. Ursula K. Le Guin is the winner of the National Book Award, the American Book Award, and the World Fantasy Award, as well as numerous Hugo and Nebula Awards for her novels, short fiction, poetry, and criticism. In 1991, she was the recipient of the Harold D. Vercel Memorial Award, presented by the American Academy and Institute of Arts and Letters. She lives in Portland, Oregon, with her husband of 38 years, and describes herself as a feminist, a conservationist, and a Western American, passionately involved with West Coast literature, landscape, and life. Other books by Ursula K. Le Guin. Novels. Tehanu, Always Coming Home, The Eye of the Heron, The Beginning Place, Malafrina, Very Far Away from Anywhere Else. The Word for World is Forest, The Dispossessed, The Lathe of Heaven, The Farthest Shore, The Tombs of Atuan, A Wizard of Earthsea, The Left Hand of Darkness, City of Illusions, Planet of Exile, Rokanan's World. Short Stories. Sea Road, Buffalo Gals, The Compass Rose, Orsinian Tales, The Wind's 12 Quarters. For Children. Cat Wings Return, Cat Wings, Fire and Stone, A Visit from Dr. Katz, Lise Webster. Poetry and Criticism. Going Out with Peacocks, Hard Words, Dancing at the Edge of the World, Wild Oats and Fireweed, The Language of the Night, Wild Angels. Contents. Introduction, Side 1, Tone 2. The First Contact with the Gorgonids, Side 1, Tone 3. Newton's Sleep, Side 1, Tone 4. The Ascent of the North Face, Side 2, Tone 1. The Rock That Changed Things, Side 2, Tone 2. The Carastian, Side 2, Tone 3. The Shobies Story, Side 2, Tone 4. Dancing to Ganam, Side 3, Tone 1. Another Story, or A Fisherman of the Inland Sea, Side 4, Tone 1. A Fisherman of the Inland Sea.